What's your take on the decision, your input, obviously, to the choice to go with Jimmy?
Well, Mark discussed it with the staff, and then he made the decision, and we're looking for a spark on offense, and hopefully we can execute better this week.
Why do you think it's the right time for it?
There's never a right time to change your quarterback. It's an uncomfortable situation no matter what you do, and when you're changing anybody, you change the left guard, you change the right tackle, you change the receiver, you change anybody on your offense, which is we've been forced to do on a regular basis this year at other positions. And so we're doing everything we can right now to prepare ourselves to win this game.
What kind of spark can you hope for from Jimmy?
Well, I hope we can execute better as an offense, and we got to execute better around the quarterback at all the positions. And if we get that done, we could have a good performance.
What are the main areas you're emphasizing with Jimmy as you're preparing for
the game? The main things with Jimmy are the things he's been working on all along. The best part about him as a backup quarterback is he's been preparing himself to be a starter this entire season since he's gotten here, because he knew he was one snap away. So it's not like he's new to the game plans or he doesn't know what to do or he hasn't been practicing. He's been practicing right along, and he's worked at the game plans. He's studied the protections. He's studied the routes. From all we know, he understands it very well.
Obviously, the decision to make a change wasn't based on one game. But had this been discussed the weeks leading up, and was it that much of a surprise when Mark approached it?
Well, in football, after every game, you grade every play and you decide whether it was good or bad, and you make a decision from there on how the guy's playing. And so it's been an ongoing evaluation of every position on offense, and you do that as a coach. You relay that to the player, and you might change plays accordingly to try to help that player. You might change technique or whatever, but it's an ongoing process with every player each week.
Is it safe to say that Jay's grades have been decent?
Like anybody on the offense, they've been up and down, and so that's where we are.
What was most bothersome to you about the offensive output on Monday night?
We just felt we could execute better than we did.
What's lacking when you guys talk about being a spark? What's lacking?
We're not scoring enough. We're not moving the ball enough, and we need to do that.
Aaron, in retrospect, does the coaching staff feel there's anything more you could have done to maximize Jay's ability this season?
You know, every week we try to maximize everybody's ability, and we haven't gotten that done at this point, and we need to do that.
Talk to Jay about the move and how you described your demeanor, how he handled it.
Excuse me?
Did you talk to Jay, personally, about the move and how you described your demeanor overall?
Mark handled that.
Was the Monday night game, was there an embarrassment level that you felt you had to do something, or did that not factor in?
Oh, every game we feel like we need to have success, and so whether it's Monday night or Sunday or Thursday night, it's important for us to have success, and we didn't do it.
What's the role more in the running game in terms of helping Jimmy get acclimated, get into the flow of the game, especially considering you're going against the team that you guys didn't really run against on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we've tried to make a balance, and we did we had more balance last week. It didn't result in it resulted in over 100 yards rushing, but it didn't result in the win. But that's our continued goal, and we started doing that last week.
You feel like you can run it against the Lions?
You have to be able to run it, and so every game, and so we have to do what we can do.
Aaron, in your experience, have you seen a starting quarterback bounce back after being benched to having success?
Oh, very much so. I would rather not get into specifics of who, but absolutely, and had a lot of success after this.
But you don't know, you can't remember who?
Oh, I know exactly.
Sorry.
Yes.
How much do the physical skills or talents of Jimmy versus Jay affect the game plans? Obviously, players have different strengths. How much does Jimmy's athleticism or differences factor into this?
Well, everybody has plays they love, and everybody has their favorite shot on the court in basketball, and everybody has their favorite throw in football and their favorite block. So we're going to game plan to try to help him be as successful as possible, and and put him in position to have success and to win the game. So there'll be some things here and there, but it's still the Chicago Bear offense that we're going to be running out there.
Aaron, I'm sorry. I just wanted, because I heard you say you do know someone, but you just don't want to mention who it is.
Well, I don't want to compare quarterbacks with another quarterback and try to say that someone's going to be someone else. I'm saying that there have been quarterbacks in the past. We've worked with quarterbacks. I've worked specifically with a quarterback that wasn't the starter for a while and came back and had a ton of success. So, but you can't compare two different players to each other. It's not fair.
Darren, on a different topic, when you guys were last one, 2 touchdowns, got a 3-and-out, got the ball back with 8 minutes left. Were you trying to up the pace with those guys a little bit? It seemed like every single down, the play clock was running down inside 5 and 4 when time was of the essence there.
We wanted to move faster than we were moving, yes. Yes, good question.